Well, dear listeners, we made it to the end of 2020. And while we're planning for 2021, it's a good time to sit back and reflect on what we've learned this year. On today's special, we're celebrating the end of 2020 with some of your favorite podcasters and guests from this year.
Hi, I'm Scott Swenson from Scott Swenson Creative Development.
Eric Haygood, and I am the founder of Haunt Portal.
It's Mikey from the Scaretrap Podcast over here in England. The Scaretrap Podcast is the UK's first podcast dedicated to showcasing the scare attraction and haunted house industry. We do a few videos on YouTube as well with our mini Scarecam vlogs, and we also dip into the theme park world too.
This is Daryl from Haunt Topic Radio.
I am Josh Sumption, and I am the marketing director for Dead City Haunted House in Murray, Utah.
Patrick Konopelski here. I am the owner of Shocktoberfest, located in Reading, Pennsylvania.
First, despite how terrible 2020 was, we all learned something. From compassion to patience, and from finding your bliss to pivoting, 2020 left us all a little wiser. Let's hear about what lessons our fellow haunters learned.
And one of the most valuable lessons I learned this year was to be patient, be flexible, and take everything you learned about haunting and take the core principles you learned about haunting and twist them to make them work to your advantage. So, for instance, Q-Line. Q-Line, we've never had a lot of actors outside. This year, we moved our ticket booth. We stretched our line out so people would have plenty of space to self-distance. We threw some nights there was 5 to 7 queue line actors out there. And that was one of our best feedback that we got, is that we put more entertainment outside. We're going to keep that. Our ticket booth's going to stay where it was at. One thing I wish I would have done more of was time ticketing. We're a small town haunt, so we weren't expecting the numbers that we got. So we were still able to maintain distance. However, I think in the future I'm going to experience with time ticketing, because the weight that we did have was kind of excessive. So I want to go more into time ticketing and see how that works out. And we'll experiment with that next year. And also, we actor safety and staff safety was a big plus this year. So we really focused on that. Luckily no one got sick. Everyone, you know, our return rate was good. Our show up rate was good. So there's definitely things we're going to implement next year that we learned this year. So whatever 2021 brings, we'll be ready. So we learned a lot this year that you could survive. You could open during the pandemic, and just about how you do it and who's helping you and what your goals are.
The most valuable lesson I learned this year is to not take for granted what is considered normal.
One of the biggest things I've had to learn this year was really take care of yourself and find the entertainment that makes you happy. Find your guilty pleasure. Find your happiness to where you are just going to be unapologetically thrilled about something. And if someone judges you for it, whatever. Like, it's more important now more than ever to take care of yourself in that aspect.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Oh, boy.
I like cheesy, horrible comedy movies from like the 80s and the 90s and 70s. I just enjoy the shut off mind entertainment to where this movie isn't going to be super involved. It's not going to be a dramatic story. I can just enjoy myself. I can just have fun, have a couple laughs, and it's bad. I guess bad movies is my guilty pleasure, and it's not good for a film person to say that, but yeah, I love bad movies. They are the best thing in the world.
If you had to recommend a bad movie to somebody, what would you recommend?
Night at the Roxbury. And it's not even a bad movie, but it would be considered a bad movie to everybody else. See, that's where it's guilty pleasure. I love horrible, quotable movies, and it's just, yeah, that or Napoleon Dynamite. I think it's That's so cliche, though. Everybody says Napoleon Dynamite. So
I'd say the most valuable lesson from 2020 is compassion and patience, right? You just don't know what is going on in other people's minds with this crazy year we had, with not only the issue of COVID, but the election. There's a lot people are dealing with. And boy, you just don't know why people are thinking what they're thinking, you know, what's going on in their world. And I think we all just need to accept that people are going to have other opinions. People are going to, you know, think that COVID was the worst thing in the world. And some people are going to think COVID was nothing more than a mild cold, you know, and Democrats and Republicans and Trumpers, no Trump. It just was just so much. And I just wish that, you know, when at the end of the day, you know, we're all humans, you know, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Don't judge so much and, you know, just chill and accept. I just, I think Americans really need a heavy, heavy dose of compassion and just respecting other people's opinion. And you know, let's all get along, be happy and, you know, have some fun.
The most valuable lesson I've learned this year is wear a mask. Yep, seriously, I'm not that far off the mark. I mean, I want to see this pandemic over as quickly as possible. And, you know, whether you believe or don't believe that it exists, how hard is it to put on a mask for a little while and help change things, help change the world? I mean, don't fight it. Just do it for a little while. And we'll get out of this pandemic with the vaccine coming out and everything will be better again. I'm not going to say it's going to be great again, but let's get everything back to normal for now. Don't fight it. Just toe the line for a little while until we can get through this. That's all.
I think the most valuable lesson I learned this year came very early on. And anybody who has ever heard me speak has heard me say it way too many times in 2020. And that is, don't panic, just pivot. Find new ways to do what you do so that you can do it in a new environment.
Probably the most valuable lesson I've learned this year is how to pivot my business, how to pivot my life with my family. There for 3.5 months, you know, we were quarantined to the house. So I got to spend a lot of time with my family, which ended up being very good. And it also taught me, you know, gave me time to reflect on our businesses and how they could change. And I seen like all the how the COVID had damaged the wrestling community and basically put professional wrestling on hold, independent professional wrestling on hold. And I also seen how a lot of the haunted houses had to shut down this year. And a lot of people were being creative and coming up with new and different ways to pivot their business and to do something new and to continue to try to earn an income and keep their business afloat. So I would say learning to pivot would be the most valuable lesson that I've learned this year.
One, myself, is to just relax a little bit and go with the flow. Usually I'm very particular on where I go, what time I do it, when I go, you know, and what sort of equipment I'm taking. I'm very, very planned out months and months in advance. Well, obviously this year things have been changing by the day. So my valuable lesson is to be a little bit more reserved, a little bit more relaxed and kind of go with the flow. Something I've learned by watching these incredible haunt owners and escape room owners and immersive theater productions is how innovative they've been this year. I mean, there's been some events born out of COVID. I did an event called The Retreat here in the UK, and it was the first full scale overnight scare experience that was fully made with social distancing and COVID in mind. And people say you can't scare at a 2 meter distance or whatnot. Well, these people were scaring me at a 10 meter distance. It really, really worked. Escape rooms all becoming online and being able to do them overseas. I was able to do an escape room here in my office in Telford, England, but I was actually doing the Evil Dead 2 escape room in Seattle with Hourglass Escapes. I think that was incredible. I really hope things like that continue into the new year as well.
And now, thinking ahead to 2021, what are your haunt goals?
Well, due to the crazy year that we had, we were supposed to open a second attraction, which we never got to. We did manage to open. However, our goals for 2021 are to create a separate attraction. So it'll be the Dead Factory, but then we'll have two attractions inside. It's going to be a little different rebranding, a little different the way we set up the queue line, the way we split the team. So there's a lot to go into it. But we're not going to start until springtime. So I use the winter to kind of decompress, re-energize, play some scary video games, watch some scary movies and get some ideas and get back to the drawing board for the 2021 season.
What are my goals for 2021? Well, obviously, I'm going to start doing things earlier for both business and the haunt itself. We can start learning and doing things a bit earlier. I had lots of ideas for both, and even with the loss of job, I found that I tended to procrastinate and always gave up an excuse to do something else. Then I realized I needed to quit doing that and start doing what I planned. I had done it in the past. It's just this year was a little tough.
If I'm going to be honest, just to be completely retired and I have to worry about anything. However, I don't think that's going to happen. For some reason, I just think it's the tip of the iceberg again, and I'm just going to have to get used to it. So we're going to see what 2021 brings, and hopefully it'll be good things.
My haunt goals for 2021 is to keep creating the concept of our wrestle horror concept and incorporating pro wrestling and the moves and the strategies and the showmanship to haunted attractions and haunted houses in a safe way, to just take it up a notch. And also, I've worked in with Carnage Haunted House here in Columbus, Ohio. So my goal is to work with them and help grow their business and grow their haunt and do whatever I can to help there and hopefully enjoy a successful 2021 haunt season with them.
The biggest goal is definitely to try to grow a little bit more in the areas we're weakest, because with where social media is at right now, it's hard to say that you have any areas mastered. And where we've had success in certain platforms, we definitely need to stay persistent on it, because I still think we're just barely scraping the surface of what it could do.
The haunt goal for Shocktoberfest 2021, we hope we're through COVID and, you know, get back to normal. It's our 30th anniversary. We're very excited about it. We want to do something big and special for all of our fans and all of our customers. So fingers crossed, it's going to be a great year, and we're going to do some really fun things this year.
I am a huge haunt lover. I love visiting them, and that's why we've created Scare Track. And 2021, our goals are to push that further, but to change it up just that little bit. And I think this year, the fact that COVID ruined half of our plans has sort of pushed us into that direction to try things a little bit different. Not necessarily go to our usual haunts that we go to each and every year or each every season if they open throughout the year, but to try those things that are a little bit different. Do some more online escape games, do some more real life escape games. Another haunt goal is to check out just the more bizarre and different types of maybe immersive theatre or gore theatre or gorelesque or anything that's that little bit different to haunts, but still within the same genre and the same theme. They're my goals for next year. To still continue doing the stuff that we love, the haunts, the scare attractions, but maybe look further into different types of scare theatrics.
2021 is going to be interesting from a business standpoint. My goals are to continue to do what I love and to continue to find ways to do it. I want to reach out and I want to engage more with other people who do what I do, other companies who are willing to either partner, work with me, hire me, let me hire them, because I think that the way to bring this industry back quicker is to continue to form relationships, both personal and business.
While we're all excited to see 2020 end, we're not quite out of the woods yet. Some areas are still under quarantine. So what the heck, I thought it would be fun to ask the question, if you could choose anyone to quarantine with, who would it be?
I would have to say my real quarantine buddy, and this is no joke, it would be you.
Oh, thank you,
Donnie. I mean, because we've got a lot in common. We can talk to each other. We can work things out during the quarantine and make things better when the situation gets better. Now, as far as a fictional, that's all right. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to go with Elvira.
Hey, there you go.
Boobs, man. Boobs.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
What about you?
Yeah, the real quarantine buddy, a good point you made would also be you. You know, it's because like I said, we, if we're quarantined, we got nothing else to do. We could sit there and grow our business. And another real quarantine buddy is my family. With when I said I was quarantined in the house for 3.5 months, our job sent us home. And so I was here every day with my family for 3.5 months. And if you was to say that that was going to be the case last year, you'd say, oh, they're going to be, you know, killing each other at each other's throat in 2 weeks, you know. But actually, it was very enjoyable. You know, I spent some time with them. You know, we'd had our moments where we could separate, and I'd come down into my office. So I got away. It was summer, so we got to swim in the pool. For fictional, it would either be Jason Voorhees on the grounds that he can't kill me.
Okay.
And he has to be able to talk to me to tell me what he's thinking, how he works. and the other one, this one ain't fictional, so I guess it would be under real, is Stephen King. Just the way he comes up with stories and ideas is fascinating to me. So I would love to like pick his brain to see how his brain operates.
Oh, that's cool. That I'm ranked up right there with Stephen King. I like that.
Right. There you go.
I'm going to say Mick Foley. You guys may know him as Cactus Jack or Dude Love or Mankind. Reason being, multiple. One, he's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, and he's got a lot of awesome stories to tell. His books are amazing. He's also a stand-up comedian. I loved it when I was on the circuit those years ago doing some stand-up comedy, so I'm sure he'll always keep me laughing. And he's also a really big theme park nerd like me. He loves theme parks, so I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about there. And of course, his characters have always been that slightly little bit darker, especially Mankind. And I loved his listening to his thoughts behind the character and that kind of thing, the macabre sort of theme. So yeah, I think Mick Foley would be the best real person to have as my quarantine buddy.
Probably my mother and the grandparents on her side. I'm sure there's an awful lot that I could learn of from that side of the family that I didn't think to ask them while they were still alive.
I have to say my son, because right now everything I do is awesome. And I know that's only temporary. So
is my wife going to see this? Or hear that? Is my wife going to hear that? Wow. Well, you know, in case my wife does hear this, it would be my wife.
Of course. Now,
my wife doesn't hear that. No, I'm going to get myself in trouble. You know, I've been blessed with 4 amazing children, and that would be hard to pick, because 3 would be either very happy or disappointed. Today is my anniversary, married 30 years. So yeah. And 4 great kids. So, you know, I'd probably have to pick, you know, someone out of that group. But, you know, I'm also blessed with so many great friends, you know, high school, college, and in the haunt industry, that, you know, we just, I'm in a couple different businesses, couple different industries, but there's no industry like the haunt industry, and how we come together and share and have created relationships that, you know, for me go back, you know, 15, 20 years, and, just appreciate all that. So to pick one, yeah, that would be tough. I'm going to get myself in trouble if I do. So
I think Elon Musk would be a cool person to hang out with for a long time. He just seems like he's always got like new things to think of. And that way, like, I don't know if there's anybody you'd have to like feel confident with like helping you get through quarantine and like figure out a solution to quarantine, you'd probably want like someone really smart. So I don't know. He just seems like he'd always be an interesting person to talk to.
Wow. If I were going to have to pick a quarantine buddy, I would probably, I would probably, and this is going to sound really odd, I would probably pick David Bowie, mainly because I think it would be fascinating to talk through all of the progressions he went through as an artist, musically and lyrically and visually. And I'd really love to just hang out with him without distraction and talk through all the different forms and phases of art that his life transformed into.
Well, farewell 2020. And thank you, listeners, for being here with us throughout this entire year. Here's to a scary 2021. Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu. Shin nien kuai le.
Have a happy new year and stay safe.
So happy new year, and here's to a happy, scary, safe 2021.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network.